بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, dear visitors, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Imagine living in a city where you would be afraid to walk outside, to go to the store, to go catch the bus, to go for a stroll, because someone could attack you, someone could rob you, someone could hurt you. Driving in your car, you're afraid because someone could come and do a carjacking. And life would be very difficult. And unfortunately, there are places like that. There are places like that in the world. And in that case, the ultimate place of refuge, the ultimate place of safety, of refuge, where a person feels safe, is the home. Because when we come home, we are in familiar surroundings, we can lock the doors, and it gives us a feeling of security, even if it is not that much secure as it is in places where, unfortunately, there is war and there is violence. But still, the home brings a special feeling of security. And therefore, in Arabic, right, the home is referred to as the maskan, or the second, right, the place of calm, the place of peace, of calmness, of tranquility. But while we may be safe from physical violence outside on the street, there are many other pressures. There are many other worries that many times face us. There may be stress from work, from studies. There may be issues in the workplace. There may be bullying. There may be discrimination, and so on and so forth. So there could be a number of factors which may be putting pressure upon us. So the home should be that sanctuary, that place of peace, the place of tranquility where one comes to get away from all of that. Because we face many pressures and many problems in our lives, and many times they are faced outside the home. So when we come home, the home should be the one place where we can get away from all of that and get some rest and get some peace and relax a bit. But unfortunately what's happening though is that in many cases, the home is no longer that. Unfortunately, in many cases, the home is no longer that anymore. Because now, even within our homes, unfortunately, in many homes, we find tension, we find threats, we find violence. And those homes are no longer places of peace and tranquility, and of calmness. Now there may be a number of root causes depending on the situation. There may be a number of factors which are contributing to the situation. One of the parties may be acting unreasonably, the other could have, you know, anger management issues, there could be external triggers that are causing stress and people are reacting in different ways. There could be mental health issues, there may be a child who is misbehaving and is not, you know, following the guidance of his or her parents, and there could be many other factors. And these are not necessarily new problems. These are not necessarily new problems or new issues which we are all of a sudden facing. Although, what is happening is that we are seeing more and more frequent occurrences of this happening. But what must be clear though, that no matter what these circumstances, no matter what the situation, violence should never be an option. Violence is never an option. And violence can come from any member of the family. Inside the home, violence can be perpetrated by any member of the family. But unfortunately, the majority of the time, it comes from men. On any given day, in Canada, more than 3,000 women, on any given day, 3,000 women, along with approximately 2,500 children, are living in an emergency shelter to escape from violence at home. And being in that situation, right, in a shelter with an uncertain future, many times with fear, is not a situation that most, if not all, women choose to be in. It's not that they want to be in that situation. It's not that they like to be in that situation. But it's fear and pain which many times compels them to take that step. This is a problem which does not distinguish between rich and poor. This is not a problem which distinguishes between the educated and the uneducated, or distinguishes between ethnicity and religion. And unfortunately, our community, meaning the Muslim community in general, is not an exception. Our communities are no exception. And there's no question that there's violence and physical, emotional, psychological pain being felt every day in many Muslim homes, unfortunately. It's just that we just don't hear about it most of the time. So because of the fact that this violence often, though not always, originates from men, and because men have a greater responsibility as leaders of the family, men are the ones we usually address first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put many responsibilities upon men, and therefore, because of that, they're also more accountable as well. Especially regarding those who are under their care. So the people, the dependents who are under your care as the head of the household, as the head of the family, there is accountability regarding that. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when it comes to your dependents, to those who are under your care. Because remember, oppression will be darkness on the Day of Judgment. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. Oppression will be a form of darkness on the Day of Judgment. There will be people who will lose their good deeds. Some unfortunate souls who will lose all of their good deeds. And not only that, will take on the burden of sins of others. Why? Because of the injustices and the wrongs that they committed against others. Because of their conduct towards others. Because of the fact that they oppressed others. Because of the fact that they dealt with others in an unjust manner, in an unfair manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give away their good deeds, but if they run out of good deeds and their balance is at zero, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, that the misdeeds of others then will be started being put into that person's account. So this is something very serious. This is not something which is trivial. And because we have interactions on a daily basis with so many people. And most often, the majority of our interactions are with our family members. And since we live with them and we spend time with them more, there is a great possibility that we will end up committing wrongs against them as well. So we have to be extremely, extremely careful. So be careful and err on the side of caution. Always err on the side of caution. And yes, there may be stress. I'm not denying the root causes. So there may be stress. Your position, you know, as a head, as a leader, may not be respected, and things may not be the way you think, you believe is best. But remember that you are responsible. You are responsible for nurturing, for caring, for guiding, for making the right or the best decision in the best positive possible manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have ordained for you to be kind to your spouse and to your family members. To live with your family in a positive and a healthy way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the men about living with their wives, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Right? Live with them in a positive way, in a ma'roof manner, in a healthy way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said that if you find something that you dislike, if you find something that you dislike, there may be much good also that Allah may have put in your spouse. So look for that and focus on the good. There may be one thing, two things, three things, four things, five things that really bother you. But there may be many others, which many other good points, many other good factors, good elements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in your partner, has put in your spouse, because nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. So if there is something which you don't like, most likely there is much good there as well. So look for that and appreciate that and focus on that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best role model for us all. Everyone agrees that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best role model for all of us. And through his life, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam never hit anyone. He never hit anyone, and when he was upset with his wife, for example, he didn't hit them, he went away for a bit. He took some time out. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Istawsu bin nisa," that I urge you to treat women well. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa," that the believer with the most comprehensive, the most complete faith is the one with the best character. وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ, and the best of you is who? And the best of you is the one who is best to his woman. In the khutbatul wida', the farewell sermon, the Prophet ﷺ emphasized all the important, various important points which he felt he needed to mention for the last time. And he mentioned, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ وَاسْتَوْصُوا بِهِنَّ خَيْرًا. Do treat your woman well. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding women. Treat them well, be kind to them, treat them properly. Even in cases of divorce, when things are not working out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a roadmap to follow one step after the other to try to improve things. And we take these actions if there's a possibility of improvement. But if there's not, and if it's not working out, the divorce has been made permissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, وَلَا تُضَارُّوهُنَّ, that even if you are divorcing, do not hurt them. Do not cause any injury, do not hurt your spouses. And this is in the case of divorce, of course. So how, you know, could it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to hurt our wives and our spouses when we are trying to make the marriage work and trying to live together? So this is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given to the men. So if someone in your family decides to not follow your guidance that you have given with wisdom, with hikmah and love, they will face the consequences of that. Our job is to educate, our job is to inform, our job is to try to convince and lead with wisdom and with love and care. But if a person does not want to follow that, then they will face the consequences of that. What we don't want to do is to get into a situation where we go overboard. Where we go overboard or we do something that causes us to suffer the consequences as well. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm trying to guide someone, if I'm trying to tell someone that they should do this, this is the right thing to do, this is what should be done. And if someone doesn't want to follow me, then they are the ones who end up losing out. If I have authority and they should be following my guidance, and someone is not following, then they're the ones who are going to lose out. Now if I start going overboard, if I start taking matters into my own hands and start trying to compel people, then there's a good chance I may end up going overboard and then I get into trouble as well. Right? So take the path of wisdom, the path of hikmah. Now, as I mentioned, unfortunately, this violence that we're talking about inside the home often comes from men. But men are not always the ones who are responsible. And unfortunately, we are seeing an increase in domestic violence and actual physical violence being committed by women as well. And this is something which I was not aware of, but I became aware of when I started talking to social workers and people who are working in the field. And this is something which, of course, we even hear less about. And this is unacceptable as well. The man have an example in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The woman also have an example in the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the wives, in his wives as well. And I will say the same thing as well for women too, that violence is never an option. Violence is never an option. Neither is making false claims against one's spouse regarding abuse or character or anything of that sort, which unfortunately is also happening. And it is not something that we can ignore. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deal with your spouse. Deal with your husband kindly and justly. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the wife rights, the husband has rights as well. And both have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a one-way street for either party. It's not a one-way street for either party. Both have rights, both have responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized being kind and being good to each other. So for both parties, the advice is try to focus on pleasing the other. Try to focus on pleasing the other, appreciating the other, and respecting each other. Even if you disagree at times. For some reason, a lot of times you have a problem with this. Like, it's very hard for us to think that, okay, you know, someone in my family could disagree with my point of view. So if my wife doesn't agree with every opinion that I hold, you know, I have a problem with that, I get upset. You know, if she doesn't vote for the same political party, or she doesn't like the same sports team, or the same food, or, you know, then why don't you like it? You should like it, I'm your husband. Oh, come on. You know, there's, of course, we're talking about individuals, so they don't, you know, you don't necessarily have to agree on every single issue. You can disagree on matters, and I mean, I was making light of it by mentioning simple things, but there could be other things as well, which there's a difference of opinion, and that should not be something which causes, you know, a rift, or which causes an issue within the family. So respect each other, respect, you know, the position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted to each member of the family. Deal with each other with courtesy and respect. And always remember that violence is never an option. And if violence is happening, then you've got a problem. If you're at the point where you're either perpetrating violence, or you're at the receiving end of violence, you're the victim of violence, there is a problem, and it's not going to go away by doing nothing. It's not going to go away by doing nothing. There needs to be action taken. The earlier the action can be taken, the earlier help can be sought. The earlier you can get the advice of professionals and of elders and other people in the community who are willing to help and who care, the better chances for getting through this with the least amount of consequences. Now, the consequences of not following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are many. Some we see immediately, others over a longer period of time. Some we may not even realize. Because we have to understand that the guidance and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are filled with wisdom, are filled with hikmah, and are for our own benefit. They are for our own benefit. If we diverge from those, if we diverge from those guidelines and those principles, we will feel the consequences, whether it's immediate, or whether it's over the long term, or both, whether we realize it or not. I have seen cases where sometimes children don't want to be home. They don't want to be home because there's violence between the parents. One party is perpetrating violence on the other, or they're both to each other. It's a violent home. It's not a pleasant situation to be in. And the children do not want to be there. They want to run away. They don't want to come back home, because home is not a place of peace. Home is not a place where the atmosphere is pleasant. It is not a place where they feel safe, and they want to run away from home. I've seen children who don't want to marry when they get older, because what they have seen, what they have experienced, With regards to marriage, it's just bickering and fighting and violence. This is what they've grown up seeing. And when they grow older, they have no interest. They don't want to get married. Because for them, it's a liability. It's, you know, why bring this upon yourself? Why should I put myself in this situation through marriage? The situation in which my mother was. So this is what goes through children's minds many times. If one party, one member of the family is trying to get the spouse or the children to become more practicing, to come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become religiously inclined, but then on the other hand, this is what we are doing through our actions, we are hurting people and we are causing pain and suffering, and we are perpetrating violence, then many times it has the opposite effect. It has the opposite effect. Because I'm preaching one thing, I'm telling them you should pray, you should come closer to Allah, you should go to the masjid, you should do this and that. But then what am I showing through my examples? That when you become religious, when you become practicing, when you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how you become toward your family members. So it has the opposite effect many times. And we've seen, unfortunately, that people start losing their faith even. They start losing their faith. It starts affecting their iman. And perhaps even turning away from Islam. Because they start believing, they start believing the propaganda, start believing everything that's out there that says that, yes, this is what Islam teaches you. Islam teaches you to hurt your family. Islam teaches you to beat your wife. Islam teaches you to do this and to do that. And they said, yes, see, well, this is what's happening. And people's faith, their iman, their belief starts getting affected, and sometimes people even turn away. And it reinforces that misrepresentation, the misunderstanding, the stereotypes regarding Islam and the Islamic teachings. So please understand that violence and abuse and inflicting pain and suffering within the home are not from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be, this must be very, very clear. And if we diverge from this path and these teachings, then there will be all types of consequences. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And my call always is that if there is a problem, if there is an issue, go out and seek help. Go out and seek help and try to come to a resolution and have a path towards making things better or coming to some sort of conclusion, a positive conclusion. Because otherwise, if you continue forward in that same situation, there will be consequences, and many times these consequences will not be good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our bonds of relationships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with love and peace and mercy within the home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every step of the way, especially when we're dealing with our loved ones, with our wives and our husbands and our other family members. Ameen wa khudawan. Alhamdulillah.